Hi, and welcome to the Instructional Coaching Corner podcast. I am Greg Detmer. You are about to listen to episode 3 of a series called Goals Living Beyond Hope. As a quick background, on June 6th of 2020, it finally clicked for me, and I devoted myself to living a healthier lifestyle. The objectives were to lose weight, develop healthy eating routines, and improve heart health. For 20 years, I struggled to do this, but through my journey, I've shifted my mindset, grasped what it means to set a goal, and strive to be disciplined. Through the course of this series, I'll be sharing these lessons, and these are things that are applicable to any goal, not just personal wellness. Thanks for listening, and enjoy episode 3. Now, you struggle. Michael Jordan said, "I have missed more than 9,000 shots in my career. I've lost almost 300 games. 26 times I've been trusted to take the game-winning shot and missed. I've failed over and over and over again in my life. And that is why I succeed." So here you are. You realize there's a change that needs to be made. You set a goal. You decide that new things need to be done in order to achieve that goal. And finally, you break the "I will start on Monday" cycle and get started. So what's next? You struggle. I vividly remember my first struggle. It was a month or two into my weight loss journey, and I weighed in on a Friday morning, just like I had for the past several weeks. This time was different though, as instead of being down 2 to 3 pounds, the scale read the same number as the week before. Trust me, in that moment, it was so easy to discount the 7 days of exercise I did leading up to this, the 21 clean meals I ate since the last time I stepped on the scale. And I thought to myself, for what? Nothing? It is so easy in these moments to throw out all of the hard work we have put into the goal because we hit a little bit of struggle, a little bit of failure. I heard it put this way. So imagine you spend months planning a trip. You book the hotels, you map it out, you save money for it, and find all the great attractions to see along the way. It is exciting. The day comes where we start the trip. You're riding high on all that you vision this experience to be. Then, bang! A couple hours into the trip, you get a flat tire and must pull over. What would you do in that situation? It's pretty simple. You fix the dang tire or call someone who will fix it. But either way, that tire is getting fixed because your road trip awaits you. In time, the tire is fixed and you are on your way to enjoy the trip. You encountered a struggle and logically took care of it. Now, would you ever imagine that instead of getting out and fixing the one tire, that you would get out and slash the other three tires? Of course not. That makes no sense, and that would make your setback even worse. But this is exactly what we often do when we struggle as we work toward a goal. Remember, I was talking about my first setback on the scale. This was my first flat tire. In that moment, I wanted to scrap the day and simply crawl back into bed. Skip the workout for today. And then eat whatever, give myself a cheat day because in air quotes as I say this, it doesn't matter anyway. That was the story I was telling myself. This is the equivalent of getting out of the car and slashing the other three tires. When we fail and have struggles, it is a time to tighten up our actions. It is not a time to let things slip. Fortunately, the positive mindset won out. I dealt with the issue and moved on without sabotaging the rest of my day. Through self-reflection and conversation with others, I figured out some hidden calories in my diet may have been having an impact. The tire was fixed and my journey continued. Let's take a look at this in terms of a different goal. Because like I said at the beginning, these concepts and principles work for any goal. So let's look at the idea of wanting to read daily. Eventually, the odds are pretty good that you're going to end up missing a day. This day is the flat tire. From here, there are really only two options. Option one, and the one we naturally lean towards, would be to say, "Well, the week is shot, I will just start back up again at the beginning of next week." This mentality is slashing the other three tires. The other option is to fix the flat. This would be done by sticking with the plan and reading the very next day. If you miss a day, you miss a day. But don't let that day turn into a week or 2 weeks or the end of the goal. as we work toward goals, we must acknowledge that we will stumble and at times fail. These moments are not what define our progress. It is our actions immediately after these falls that would define our progress. Will we pick ourselves up and fix any potential issues? Or will we let it fall apart, essentially slashing the other three tires in the process? It is crucial that in times of struggle, we stick with our plans, we tighten things up, and we stay disciplined. This allows us to push through struggles and failures. At the beginning of the episode, I read a quote by Michael Jordan, and I want to read it again. This time, pay attention to the last six words. I've missed more than 9,000 shots in my career. I've lost almost 300 games. 26 times I've been trusted to take the game-winning shot and missed. I have failed over and over and over again in my life. Now here comes what I want you to pay attention to. And that is why I succeed. Essentially what Michael Jordan is saying is that failure is what drives success. Now this can only happen if we fix the failure and keep pushing on. We cannot allow ourselves to sabotage our own progress when we meet failure, as it is the literal equivalent of having a flat tire and instead of fixing it, slashing the other three. It makes no sense, but it is often our first thought. We will encounter setbacks. What we do about them is one of the leading indicators of whether or not we will meet our goals. In closing, as always, I want to quote my favorite wrestler from the 90s, DDP. Never underestimate the power you give yourself by believing in you. Now go work hard, keep moving forward, and be awesome. If you have any questions or thoughts about what you heard, please reach out through our Facebook page, Instructional Coaching Corner, or head to our website, www.iccpodcast.com. We would love to hear from you. Finally, if you could give us a rating and review wherever you listen to podcasts, that would be fantastic. This helps others find the show and helps us spread the thoughts and ideas.